In terms of this agreement, nuts and bolts, what does it do?
Per legislation, what it does is develop a region of the eight counties that we've decided on and been working together on. And from that 28E agreement with the governance board, we will begin creating the new regionalized system of care or service management plan that will provide assistance to all individuals with mental health and developmental disabilities.
So does this get into how it will operate, or does this get into this will let us decide how to operate?
The 2080 agreement actually allows us to become a legal entity where a region did not exist before. And then this is the first step in creating the new system. But in order to have that, the 2080 is what collectively puts us together and allows us to be able to function as one entity rather than eight separate counties.
What are some of the key, is there a key provision or two that makes it where that agreement work, like says, we all come together to do this. We are, is there like a key provision or two that really stands out?
But really, it's a formatted organization of information that essentially identifies who are the parties involved, who needs to be at the table, the structure of how we're going to govern ourselves as a legal entity, and then moving forward, if there's any additions or subtractions to the region, which is a possibility, and how we're going to manage everything moving forward as a regional entity.
Once it's signed, once everybody is on board, then what are the next steps for the region?
Once we have the 2080 completely signed and authorized and signed off on, what we will do is submit it to the Department of Human Services for their final stamp of approval. And then from there, we will also simultaneously be sending it to the Secretary of State's office so that it is identified by the state as a legal entity. And then, yeah, move forward from there.
And then from there, that's kind of what I'm looking at. From that point, once the state says you are good to go, you're an eight county region, you're ready to go, then that's when you actually start saying, okay, this is how we're going to provide services. That's when we start.
Yes. We will first identify who will be the chairperson, vice chair, and then that will determine our CEO moving forward for the region, which will be one of the county CPCs. And then from there, the CEO, along with the management team, which was the remainder of the CPCs, will begin to write the system of care or service management plan.
Probably the final thing. Is there anything in Des Moines right now that you're hearing of that could help hurt any of these efforts? Any legislation, or is it kind of quiet on that front?
There is a couple of things that are of concern at the county and region levels. Probably the largest looming thing is the Medicaid scoop back or claw back, that is 80% of our less expenditures at the county level, which would essentially unequalize the equalized levy that they just put into action last legislative session. The other thing of concern, and you heard this voiced in the Board of Supervisors, that there is a looming possibility that they would mandate that the counties pool their money together. So essentially, there would be no authority or capacity for the counties to make provisions to its taxpayers within the county. It would ultimately be the region making all decisions related to expenditures.
And so that's a case that sounds like it's more dealing with and as people know, it's the non-insured people that we're dealing with. You guys tax a certain amount, Des Moines County taxes a certain amount, and everybody brings in their own types of money, and then you would use it as you see fit for or that you would use it for your people. This would say, okay, Lee County, you guys bring in a lot of money. X County, you don't bring in much, but now you guys will share those services, which could impact if they don't, if Lee County has a larger clientele than another, that's where that's, I'm assuming that's where the concern would come in.
Absolutely. The local tax authority remains with the county boards of supervisors. The county boards of supervisors are always obligated to provide services to their constituency. However, if the Board of Supervisors is no longer able to make any of the financial decisions that a regional governance board is ultimately making those decisions, it somewhat infringes on home rule. So that is the major concern, is that with the regional level and pooling of funds, there wouldn't be that capacity to meet all of the needs of your local constituency.